This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to the Middle East on Sunday with hopes his meetings with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia can help bring a pause to the Israel-Gaza war, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. is trying to help broker a ceasefire deal to at least pause the fighting in Gaza. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
That gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring.
There's growing international pressure for a hostage release and ceasefire deal to avert a planned Israeli attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. President Biden, with 17 other world leaders, sent Hamas leaders a letter urging them to release the hostages. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke on Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and, quote-unquote, reiterated his clear position on a possible invasion of the Gaza border city of Rafah, the White House said. The two leaders last spoke on April 13th after Iran launched missile and drone strikes against Israel. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister stressed the need to solve the Gaza conflict, quote, once and for all, arguing this would be in everybody's interest on Sunday.
Because that's the only way we are going to avoid, first of all, a repeat, but also we're going to avoid that the suffering that has happened on all sides happens in vain.
The foreign minister spoke during a session on rebuilding trust at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh. The session also included remarks about Ukraine's war with Russia. This is VOA News. Russian drones set a Black Sea hotel ablaze as Ukraine's army chief warns about frontline pressure. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the city of Mykolaiv, the drones also damaged energy infrastructure and seriously damaged the hotel, sparking a fire that was later extinguished. Russian media claimed the targets were a shipyard where naval drones are assembled, as well as a hotel housing people who they called English-speaking mercenaries. Russia claims the mercenaries in question have fought for Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine's army chief warned of a worsening situation as his forces wait for much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package to reach the front lines. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thailand's foreign minister has resigned, the government said on Sunday, after being removed from the post of deputy prime minister in a cabinet reshuffle at a time when the Southeast Asian country seeks to help resolve a conflict in Myanmar. His unexpected resignation leaves the foreign ministry rudderless as he headed the team on Myanmar affairs and last month launched a humanitarian initiative that seeks to pave the way for talks between warring camps after 3 years of instability and violence triggered by a coup. Tesla CEO Elon Musk arrived in Beijing on Sunday on an unannounced visit where he's expected to meet senior officials to discuss the rollout of full self-driving software and permission to transfer data overseas, according to a person with knowledge of the matter. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Full self-driving software, or FSD, is the most autonomous version of Tesla's autopilot software, launched 4 years ago. However, the U.S. electric vehicle maker has yet to make it available in China, its second largest market globally. Industry experts say the complicated and busy traffic conditions in China provide more scenarios that are key for training autonomous driving algorithms at a faster pace. There are also safety concerns. Tesla recalled more than 2 million vehicles in the United States in December to install new autopilot safeguards. U.S. auto safety regulators said on Friday they'd opened an investigation into whether that was adequate following a series of crashes.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Thousands of Georgians marched through the capital, Tbilisi, on Sunday as protests built against a bill on quote-unquote foreign agents, the country's opposition, and Western countries have said is authoritarian and Russian-inspired. Georgia's parliament said it would hold the bill second reading on Tuesday, with opposition parties and civil society groups calling for mass protests against its expected passage. If passed, the draft law would require organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as foreign agents or face fines. I'm Joe Ramsey.